Blog Talk Radio.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. Think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Facebook page, which is facebook.com/
The Nikki Rich Show. And we welcome everybody to the Nikki Rich Show tonight. It's going to be an exciting night. We're going live on air with American Idol Season 12 contestant Ashley Blondie Smith. We also will be talking with recording artist Xander all the way from Hollywood, California. And we're going to take it to Houston. And we're going to be speaking with radio personality Tish Franklin. The Nikki Rich Show is your source for the hottest guests, hottest interviews, interviewing people from across the globe, as well as celebrities, entrepreneurs, local artists, movie and reality TV stars, music producers, fashion designers, and more. And we welcome everyone to the Nikki Rich Show, Sunday through Friday, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as Saturday mornings at 11:30 a.m. And we're looking forward to tonight, as well as in the morning, for our Saturday morning mix. And I just want to thank everybody for all their support. We will be heading to California next week. We're going to the Grammys, so I'm looking forward to going to Hollywood and networking with so many people. It's going to be amazing. Thank you to all the supporters, your donators, and everyone that has really shown so much love to the Nikki Rich Show. We're so grateful. And to all the first-time listeners, you can not only hear the Nikki Rich Show on Blog Talk Radio, you can log on to iTunes, download that podcast, and you can search The Nikki Rich Show. If you search The Nikki Rich Show, what will come up is all episodes of The Nikki Rich Show, as well as you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website where you can learn all the information you need from our past guests to our future guests, where we have featured on our site as well. We also have up on our site, NikkiRichShow.com, we have our sponsorship packages. If you would like to donate to the Nikki Rich Show, because we can't do it alone, we need your support to keep it going, to have this positive platform for individuals to come on and showcase their talent, because that's what it's all about. That's what we're doing here on the Nikki Rich Show, and just connecting and building, and we're going to continue to do that for everyone across the globe. And what comes up is Featured Fridays. And when we mean Featured Fridays is we bring on so many amazing and talented guests, and we learn about their stories, and we showcase them on Featured Fridays. Well, we're going to get it started tonight, and I do want to tell everybody, sit back, relax, tell your friends that the Nikki Rich Show is on, and we will be having amazing guests coming through. And we are moments away from our first guest, so you got to keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. And if you don't know, the Nikki Rich Show will be, along with going to the Grammys, we'll be going to Houston, Texas for All-Star Weekend. And after our Houston, Texas event, we will also be attending the Nikkiology Network launch party. And it is launch party of the web series. So we're looking forward to that. And that's the Nikkiology Network will be launching their web series launch party. So it's going to be amazing. And I'm excited to be a part of the cast. And we're just amazed at so much support we get behind all the events and everyone just tuned in. And also to all the guests, we welcome you all to the Nikki Rich Show. You can email us if you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. Email us at thenikkirichshow@gmail.com. Please feel free to send us a professional email with your current bio. You can also have photos that are, you know, of, I would say, that you've also had as well. And you can also feel free to send us your EGK if you send us your EBK, and we'll have all that information, and we will give you the feedback and let you know that you're welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. And we're excited because our special guest here tonight, we got our first guest, and it's that time, guys. I want to tell you guys, just stay tuned in. You can call in at 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And if you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to our guest for tonight. Well, we're going to get it started, and we're going to talk with our guest tonight. And we welcome all the way from Houston radio personality, Ms. Tish Franklin. Keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich.
And with no further ado, I would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, first time ever, all the way from Houston, Texas, radio personality, Miss Tish Franklin. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I am great. I'm great. We're so excited to have you on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be on the air tonight.
Yes.
How's it going down in Charlotte?
Yes, most definitely. It is so cool here. I'm loving the weather.
Okay,
it's kind of cool
though.
Yes.
Okay, so what's going down on Ms. Rich Show tonight?
Man, we're so glad to have you here tonight. We're here talking about talking with all the guests about your upcoming projects. We just want everybody to know about Ms. Tish Franklin tonight.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I'm originally from Houston. I'm a Houstonian, and actually, I'm of Lipstick Radio on Street 93.3 down in Houston, Texas. Shouts out to 18 Media Broadcasting, and also I am a club promoter as well, and an entrepreneur, and all of the above.
Amazing, and I want to tell you that I have really had the chance to go to Houston, but I wasn't able to meet you when I went down there because I know you had such a busy schedule and it was trying to meet. But I have really been following your movement, and I said we have
Thank
to
you.
Get radio personality Ms. Tish Franklin on, and because everybody, you know, I know you have such a huge fan base. I said we have to get her on tonight, and to all the first time listeners, let them know what led you to the career in radio.
It was fun. It was exciting. And I had a little itch, as you can say. You know, I was intrigued. I wanted to learn more. And I also, you know, I wanted to talk on that big, pretty microphone. But I didn't have to actually, whether people didn't actually have to see me, but they can hear me. So I wanted them to hear my voice and hear my vision.
And that is amazing.
And that's how it got started.
And doesn't it feel good to just, I would say, pursue your vision right now?
Yes, yes, it does. Very much so. I've been very overwhelmed by all the responses and the way the people follow you and the way they accept you into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to meet a lot of great people along the way.
You do, you do. And it's so many people that reach out to the radio personalities, and you're well in tune with what's going on in the community and just helping others, you know. And I know that all the your fans and all your listeners are just, you know, really in tune with Ms. Tish. And I know they're so, you know, excited and supportive of your movement, about your movement
as
well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It just feels good to have that support, too.
It does. It really does. I am very big in my community, and I try to have a place for the people to come and be able to let their hair down and also enjoy themselves as well as doing other activities outside of just the night scene.
Okay, and that is really amazing. And, you know, I noticed from a radio personality standpoint myself, because I love social media. So what does your station utilize, I would say, as far as social media? How do you utilize social media as your marketing tool?
Well, you have to start from the ground up and build mm-hmm. on what you have. So what we do, we try to create, you know, not necessarily a fan base, but we try to create a friendship between our listeners and our followers and people that just actually tune in on a daily basis, our callers, all that. And you try to, you know, learn, like, on a first-name basis, basically, or you know by, okay, such-and-such is going to call in today, you know, and every time they call, they're always being supported, you know, and then they reach out and they tell another friend and they help promote and post and, you know, they tell others, well, tune in, such-and-such coming on today. Some of them already have their radios ready, you know, and, hey, okay, well, I know Listic Radio is coming on today, you know, I can't miss it. So it's very mm-hmm. overwhelming sometimes of the responses that you get and the people that's actually following you, you know, Germany, China, Africa, you know, because you reach a bigger fan base or you more listeners
mm-hmm.
from web radio opposed to the regular radio stations.
Yes, you
do. It's real awesome.
It is.
And I love it. I love it. I love it.
And I know that there is so many people, from the entrepreneurs to the artists, that's always tuning in. I know they're always reaching out for that support, that voice to be heard. You know, how do
Correct.
You go about choosing your guests or your clients as far as in getting their voice heard on your radio station?
Well, I try to go out, and everybody has a voice, and everybody wants to be heard. Everybody has something that they want to talk about or advertise or promote about.
Mm-hmm.
So you go out, you know, and, you know, you try to make them feel comfortable and welcome them in, and, you know, you try to get them to know that you are here for them. You're here to help promote and advertise for them. You know, you want to get a good relationship between you and your clientele, and let them know, you know, hey, we can build a bond, or we can build
mm-hmm.
a family off, you know, not just, we don't just want, you know, we just don't want your money, or we just don't want, you know, you to think that it's a one-time thing. Like when I
exactly.
do interviews or whatever, I want them to know that, okay, I just don't want this one interview. Let's come back. Let's see the progress, you know, or the steps that, you know, you're moving up, like, say, for instance, mixtapes, or if somebody's just opening up a business, you know, you try to keep in touch with the people to see their progress and, you know, still give shout-outs, still promote, and still help them along the way as well, because you never know who you might need in the long run.
And I so heartily agree. You have hit it on the nail. That is so true. Because you never know who you might meet along the way, because it seems like in the entertainment industry and the radio, it seems like everything is connected. It's like
Correct.
A full circle. Everything is connected.
Correct.
Everybody is connected. So the person you might meet, they might live in Houston. And
right.
another person you might meet along the way, if you're out at an event, they might live in, I would say, Washington, the state of Washington. And they might
right.
they might be connected just speaking with the person that's in Houston and the person that's in Washington. You never know. They might be connected. So, you know, just that network alone, you never know who you might be talking with and who is
Correct.
Connected. As well.
And who knows who. You're right about that. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
It all works hand in hand.
It does. It does. And it's all about building that network. I know a lot of people, they might be on the social sites and they might want to pay to make things happen early. And a lot of times it's not that good to go that route, because when it comes to corporations that you're working with, They're going to review all that. They're going to go through and examine your social media content as well.
Right.
As, you know, just to see if your fan base is real, if it's legit.
Right.
And they're going to go through and say, oh, you know, this is really official. And it's important that you understand that, because if you don't know it, it's so many corporations out here that are, you know, examining and researching different radio stations, different entertainment companies, and they're going through your social media. So you have to be careful. You know, if you want to build that network, just know that you have to do it at a steady pace. It's no rush. You know, build your network, talk with your network, and it's no rush. You know, it's okay to do it at your own pace. Who's going to stop
That's
you?
That's right.
Nobody
You're right
you.
About that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
And so we get,
everything
we get
has
to,
a plan.
It does. It does. It gets to where we seem like we see the fame or the fortune, and we want to look a certain way on social media, but you're not really building. I feel you're kind of cheating yourself, you know, along the way.
Right.
So in order to be successful, you got to take your time and just let it grow and do your research along the way, as well as those corporations that's trying to connect with you as well.
Correct. Correct. That's right. That is so true.
Yes. Well, we're so excited. I do want to tell everybody you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. We're live tonight with Houston's own radio personality. She is the number one radio personality of Houston, Lipstick Radio. And it is such an honor to have you on tonight. We're so excited to, you know, just have you come on and tell a little bit about where you're going as well, because there's so many people that's listening in, and, you know, they might need that motivation where, you know,
yes,
they might need that support that where you might have felt that you can't go or push forward. You know, just listening to your story or listening to you talk, there's like, okay, I can do this. You know,
okay.
And it is like that sometimes.
And you are so true. I would like to say one thing to the listeners. If, you know, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, you know, follow your first mind. Don't let no one tell you that you can't do it, or no, it's not the correct time, or not right now, or girl, you crazy, you losing your mind, or whatever. But follow your first mind and follow your dream. You know, that's how you know, I started, you know, because sometimes we always second guess ourselves. But if you feel like that this is the right thing to do, go ahead and do it. Step out on faith and just take care of it. It's okay. Sometimes we fall, but we pick ourselves back up and we keep going. And it's okay. So, you know, I just want to let them know, you know, keep going. Don't stop.
I agree, because it's so hard. And you do have your days where you feel like just giving up, when you work so hard. And those days when you feel like, when you might feel like giving up, you can be right there. You can be right there, you know. You just never know. You got to keep pushing.
Correct. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
And,
so are you guys checking out All Stars?
Yes, I will be there on February the 15th, and I'm looking forward to meeting you and hopefully doing lunch or dinner.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
Charlotte, North Carolina,
so nice.
That's my birthday weekend, and it's going down in the city in Houston. Yes, it is.
All stars.
We're rolling out
weekend.
The red carpet. Yes, we are. So if anybody that's listening, they're out in Houston, Texas, come see me at the Playground Lounge inside of Kohl's of Houston on the north side, All-Star Weekend, February the 17th. That's my birthday. Meet me there.
Most definitely, and please do. Now, in case anybody wanted to learn more about your radio station, Let's Be Radio, the Playground Lounge, or wanted to learn more about Ms. Tish Franklin, where could they go to, and how can they contact you?
Okay, you can contact me at area code 832-322-2868. Mm-hmm. Okay, listeners, did you catch the digits? Let me tell you one more time. 832-322-2868. I'm at Tish Franklin on Facebook. I'm at the Playground Lounge on Facebook. I'm at the Playground 2 on Twitter. And I'm also at Lipstick Radio Street 93.3 on Twitter.
Everybody got all that information, and also it's a lot, but she has it.
That's okay.
Got it.
Like, I have to stay connected.
For the Nikki Rich Show, you need a pen and a piece of paper. Did I say that in the beginning? I will tell y'all. You need a pen and a piece of paper, because we are networking.
Okay,
because
you might miss something. Yes, ma'am, you will miss something. Take your notes. Yes,
and
ma'am.
I do want to tell you, Miss Tish Franklin, that we are also syndicated on 98.2 The BLA and College Underground Radio. Those are the networks we're also being heard on. And I also want to tell you that after the show, you can go download this show and episode on podcast on iTunes. So you can tell everybody they can listen to the Nikki Rich Show on iTunes, and we have all our episodes there.
All right. All right, Nikki.
It's free.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me on the show. It's been awesome. I've been excited all week.
Oh, I have been so excited. You just don't know. And I say it's just so amazing how God has been working, because, like, he just really been opening doors. And, you know, like, I take it day by day. And you just never know what's going to happen. See, we already have our schedule booked, but it's just amazing how things will change, you know, and how God, he makes things happen.
That's right.
So
he'll
excited.
Move some things around so the blessings can come. You right
Amen.
About that.
And we're so excited
yes,
just
right
to have
that.
You. And you took out your time to come to the Nikki Rich Show, and we are looking forward to so much more from Miss Tish Franklin. And everybody out there, please show Miss Tish Franklin some support, some love, and definitely network, because that's the most important thing.
Okay. I sure do. Thank you. I want to know if I can give one little more shout out.
Yes, ma'am.
Look like I'm excited like a kid in a candy store. Like, I don't do that for a living. But anyway, I want to give a shout-out to my daughters, Just Brittany, mm-hmm. Stallion, and Amazing from H-Town. And I also want to give a shout-out to my business partner, Chill the Devo, that helps me run
okay.
my club, the Playground Lounge, on Sundays. And I also want to mm-hmm. want to give a shout-out to some ladies that's down in North Carolina that's coming down for All-Star Weekend that hit me up on Facebook, Beautiful Body Creations. They're from North Carolina, but they'll be at the All-Star event down in Houston, Texas, and I promised them that I would give them a shout-out. And they say they listen to your show as well.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful Body Creations.
Tell them hello. Awesome. And it's so amazing you're in Houston. You're well connected here in North Carolina, so that you are
That's
working.
That's right. I am. If you never need anybody, a promoter, event planner, club host, MC, you guys hit me up. Let me know. I can help you.
All right. Well, we thank you so much, and we welcome you back anytime. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
God bless you as well, and thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And everybody, you are just listening to Houston's own number one radio personality, Miss Tish Franklin. You can follow her on Twitter as well as add her on Facebook. Prior, she has given her all her information. So connect, you know, build your network. Network with our guests tonight. we have coming up. We have a special treat for you. We're taking it all the way from Houston, and we're moving it to Hollywood. We will speak to Hollywood's on Xander. And Xander, he's coming up in just a few. He is a recording artist. He has amazing music, so you don't want to miss. You got to keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You got to keep it locked.
Nikki Rich.
All right, we're bringing in some hot new music from our independent artists. Right now, I want to go to one of our new artists that's come on and come along tonight. And this week, we have been displaying new music. We would like to play new music from Miss Jamira. And to everyone out there, you can send us your music. You can send it through email, MP3 format. Please tag all your music. Let us know, have a title. And so we will know which single and which track it is. But right now we're going to Miss Jamira, and this is Grown.
Cause I know that my shine is worth gold. Rising up to no town. When it's real, what's game? What's without action? I just flame. Speak your heart up, do the same. I can't even do it. You're grown, grown. That's exactly what I want. And how I want it when I can't even do it.
one look, one look, turns me into your obsession. I program in your love, breathe in all your affection.
Inject me one more time. Wanna see the Russian sign? All up on me, baby. Hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body back.
On the planet. We are live here tonight. It is Feature Fridays, and we welcome you all. Tonight's special guest, we talked with just a few minutes ago, Tish Franklin. She is a radio personality out of Houston, Texas, and we're going on live in just a few moments with our next guest, Xander Richardson, along with American Idol's Season 12 contestant, Ashley Blondie Smith. So we're excited tonight. We have special guests and special treat for you, for the first time listeners and friends of the Nikki Rich Show. We are your source for the hottest interviews. The Nikki Rich Show interviews celebrities, entrepreneurs, local artists, movie and reality TV stars, music producers, fashion designers, and more. And you, too, can be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. Email us, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com, as well as you can go to nikkirichshow.com, find all the information you might need in order to be a part of the show. as well as if you want to be an intern, we do have college students that we have in several different states, several different countries that we welcome to the Nikki Rich Show as well. And right now it's about that time. The Nikki Rich Show will be going to Hollywood. We'll be going to none other than the Grammys. I'm excited about it, too. We're going to the Grammys next week, so we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to being on the red carpet and interviewing all the stars, all the nominees, the Grammy nominees, and I'm just excited just to be a part of that whole movement. So anybody out there that would like to donate to the Nikki Rich Show and you would like to support the movement and us going on the trip, you can also donate NikkiRich79@gmail.com. That is our PayPal. Feel free. We welcome and we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance because we do need all the support and all the help because we can't do it by ourselves. You know, we can't do it by ourselves. We want everybody to know about our guests, and the only way we could push that and have that voice on a positive platform, we can do it with your help. And so, again, if you would like to donate to the Nikki Rich Show, feel free to donate NikkiRich79@gmail.com. Again, it's NikkiRich79@gmail.com. Well, with no further ado, I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the first time ever to the Nikki Rich Show, our special guest for tonight, and our next guest, none other than recording artist Xander Richardson. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
What's up? How's it going, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm excited to be on the air.
Amazing, amazing. Yes, I want to start off by saying congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much.
You've been working in Hollywood.
Yeah, trying to work it, work to get it, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Now, Xander, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, okay, I'm a singer-songwriter. I play guitar. I write songs that are sometimes folky, sometimes rocky. I like a ton of different types of music. So I mean, I just love melody. I love providing people with music, you know, that makes them hum that tune all day. That's what I'm about.
Mhm. And I know music is your love.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
It is your love.
Totally. I mean, who doesn't love music, though? You know.
Exactly. Now, was there anybody in, I would say, your family that was musically inclined?
Okay, let's see. Well, my mom and her sister, they sing in the choir growing up, that kind of thing. I have an uncle who's a percussionist, like, you know, the congas and stuff like that. So, I mean, I've always been surrounded by music. My dad, he's a big jazz head, so, you know, there's always, like, jazz records going on growing up. But nobody ever really did it, I guess, to the extent that I'm pursuing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so, how long have you, I would say, taken on this interest in the music industry?
Well, since, let's see here, for quite a while. I mean, I was in different bands. That's how I actually first started. I started playing guitar when I was 16, started playing in bands. Then after that kind of didn't work out. You know, everybody goes their separate ways. Went through a few different bands like that. Then I started doing stuff on my own. And that's kind of the stuff that, you know, I've played for you, and that's been getting a good reception right now. It's just that singer-songwriter kind of stuff.
And Xander, I love your music. You are bringing a unique style to the industry
that.
Because you have your own style of music. What would you consider your style of music?
I mean, I guess it'd be like the very definition of alternative, because I do a bunch of everything. There's some R&B in there, little, you know, jazz riffs, that kind of stuff. But like you said, it's just, I just try to keep it mixed up and do different stuff.
Yeah, Amazing. Now, is there anybody out there that I would say that you look up to that has inspired you to, you know, pursue your dreams in this particular style or just music in general?
Yeah, well, let's see. That's a tough question. Okay, I would say my top three artists, and not in any particular order, would be Michael Jackson, Radiohead, and the Beatles.
Awesome. I love the Beatles, too.
Yeah. What's your favorite Beatles song?
Well, it's so many, you know. I just love their style of music, you know, just in general.
Right, yes.
Because
just
not necessarily just, you know, that like rock, but it's kind of that feel good, you know, that smooth.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
They have made a lot of music that has, you know, that
transcended like several genres.
A lot of people would be like, oh, that was a Beatles song. You know?
Right, totally, exactly. I know.
Yeah,
every artist is striving for stuff like that, you know, writing those songs that are just timeless.
Yeah, and that's what I like about the Beatles, because it's not just like, and actually, you know, they just have really been on top, you know, for so long, you know, and that's what I love about it, because listen to the song, you know, like Twist and Shout and Let It Be, you know, Let It
Right,
Be.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Those classic
you know
melodies. Exactly. Yeah.
And they're different. You know, Twist and Shout is different from Let It Be, you know? It's crazy. So, you know, they're just bringing like that like rock pop-ish, I would say.
Yeah.
But still have like a little blues intertwined too.
Totally, yeah. They did a great job of blending all of those genres that were big at that time and totally making it their own. And
exactly.
It's a trip too, how, like, when they started out, you know, they were more like a cover band in a lot of ways. They covered, you know, those big songs of the time. But then they went in, you know, like Sgt. Pepper's, for example, just got, you know, super experimental with everything and completely changed the way music was done.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I don't know if anybody knows, you know, as well, you know, they had so many awards, Grammy Awards, that is, you know, while we're talking about it.
Speaking of the Grammys, call back.
Yes, they are the Grammy Award winning, you know, from the albums to the, you know, not only, you know, like short form music and so much more, best performance. I mean, when we're talking about the Beatles, we're talking about they're just, like, huge, you know. Not only just having that good quality music, you're talking about the top, I would say, singing group, you know, and it's amazing. And if you do your research on them and check them out, you will see that they have so many awards, especially from the Grammys. Broken down, you know, and it'll tell you, you know, broken down from the Grammy Award winning, you know, like the album, the short form music, from the group, the vocals, everything, you know. So you got to, you know, do your research and check them out, because they have really, really been working and have worked with so many other artists as well. That's why I say you would never know the different songs that they have, or you'd be like, oh, I didn't know they did that song, you know. Because
we're
in such a different age, you know, an age bracket, I would say. And you know how music is, I would say,
like universal?
It's like history, repeats itself. You,
it's
like a person to take
an
old track and then, you know, redo it again and again and again and again.
Right.
So
that's
pretty cool, you know?
I would say that has to be, you know, the goal of any artist. You want to be timeless. You want to write those songs that just stand the test of time. I mean, like, you know, catchy dance tunes are always fun, But go that extra mile and try to make it something that's going to make your kids dance and their kids dance, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And like you say, you got to make that timeless music, that music that's going to be here for over 12 years.
Right.
And
exactly.
not going the next. So it's important to, you know, just stay in there and get in those booths, I would say, and not just rush, you know, take your time.
It's important
to take your time.
Right, and be yourself, you know, because, I mean, it's easy to adapt to the sound of any specific era and try to emulate what's popular, what's selling right now. But, just go in there, like you're saying, go into the booth, let go, and make something that's you. Show people what you're really about. And I think that's what they did so great because, I mean, people have debated, you know, on their voices, for example. Some people don't think they can sing that well. I mean, you know, but because they were themselves and they wrote songs that suited their voice, I mean, you see it's history. They've done it, you know.
It is. And it was their style. You know, they had a certain style as well. So it's pretty cool, you know, and it's
very
always
cool.
Good to have those guests. You know, those artists and that you look up to and just to check them out because that's what I tell the artists. You have to go back, whatever era, whatever field you're in, you have to go back and do your research amongst the past artists to get the feel of, you know, that style of music, where it came from, to get that history, to understand your form of music. It's going to give you a better understanding of yours, and you're like, okay, you know, I'm bringing something different, but it's kind of similar.
Right, exactly, yeah. And it's cool to be able to experience, you know, music of different ages, like, through instruments as well. That's why it's so cool to play guitar. Because you can see, like, you know, the different chords that they use, you know, the different voicings. It's just all a part of it. It's a lot of fun.
It is. Now, how long have you... been playing a guitar?
Let's see, like 13 years?
Okay.
So, I mean,
wow,
it's not like 2 minutes long, but it's not bad.
Amazing. 10 years is a long time.
Right, <no. laughs>
And yeah. I know that you spoke of working with several different bands. What gave you that instinct to go solo or want to have that, you know, time where I just want to be on the stage alone and just start myself?
Well, okay, I'll be honest with you, because a lot of it had to do with just working with people that turn out not to be that cool. Because, I mean, being in a band is awesome. Like, connecting with people through music like that, I mean, you can't replace that kind of relationship. I mean, for example, a band that I was in earlier on, I'm still, like, you know, like brothers with those guys because of all those experiences. But, I mean, you talk to a bunch of different musicians and they'll tell you, like, you know, artists for the most part, we're all a bit kooky. So sometimes things can start out well. You know, sometimes situations can start off really well. You can be super creative, get along great, you know. We're a team. We're one. We're a unit. And then slowly, you know, personality differences chip away at that armor. And that's kind of what happened with that last project. And then so ultimately I was like, well, I mean, I think I'm being creative. I think I'm giving my all. I don't know why this isn't working, so let me step aside and just do my own thing.
Exactly.
Right?
And sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah, you can't let negative people keep you down like that. It's not healthy.
Exactly. And, you know, it's good that you stay focused and you keep going. How do you, I would say, manage to keep going and staying focused when sometimes there's negativity in your path?
I would say for the most part, sometimes I feel like I don't have a choice. It's almost as if music chose me, you know? I mean, there's times where, and you hear other artists say it as well, like times where they wake up with a song in their head. Like, you know, for example, one song that I actually have written, I woke up and I heard a melody and I knew how to play the guitar. I woke up, picked up the guitar, and I just started playing and singing. And then, you know, I worked on it, you know, built it from there. But the original concept, it came to me in a dream. It's on. I think for the that's true for a lot of artists too. It's almost as if it chooses you. You don't really have a choice. If you fight it, that's kind of like when you start seeing problems in their personal life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just go with just accept who you are, and feel free and have fun doing it.
I agree. I so heartily agree. And as long as you have fun and you love what you do, it's going to be so, you know, rewarding, I would say. Because, you know, just having you on tonight as well as, you know, all the other guests, it's so rewarding just to hear you and our prior guests. It motivates me to want to just push even harder myself.
And you know, speaking to people like you who have had success as well, it's all, you know, like we talked about earlier, cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
They all help each other, you know. It's a carousel. It goes up and down and around and around.
I like that. It is.
I can't claim that. That was on a movie. That's a Billy Madison reference. I do that quite a bit. So I'll warn you now, probably when we're talking, if you say something and something else pops in my head, I'll probably sing a lyric, you know, just kind of what I do. I'll apologize in advance.
Yes, well, we're so glad to have you. To all the listeners that's tuned in right now, we are all the way Hollywood, California, with recording artist and songwriter, that is, and he said it, songwriter. Xander Richardson. Xander, I think we might be related.
I know. I was going to ask you about that. Like, yeah, it's like the Richie Rich show now, right?
Yes. Yes.
Or the Richie.
You know, the Richardson. The Richardson.
And the Richie. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. And, you know, there's so many artists that's listening in right now. Now, what advice I would say or words of wisdom that you could share with them that tuned in that you would want them to know?
Let's see here. I would say the best tip that I would tell somebody is don't be afraid to branch out. And
mm-hmm.
that isn't necessarily like specifically talking about within your style of music. Like, that's cool. Like, if you want to stick to one thing and you know you do it well, please, by all means, don't change, because, you know, that's what you do best. But I feel that there's a lot of artists out there, more so guitar players, that get stuck on this idea that you have to be live. You have to play, like, you know, live instruments. And recently,
mm-hmm.
like, I purchased a drum machine, and I'm having a blast. You know, it's cool to mess around with different... paint with different colors, you know? So just, don't be afraid to venture out. Explore.
And you know,
especially now with technology the way it is.
I was just about to ask you, do you see yourself, I would say, venturing out to any other areas besides the music in the entertainment industry? Do you see yourself going into another, total different field?
I mean, I think every like artist wants to be an actor, and every actor wants to be a
mm-hmm.
recording artist. So, I mean, I think it'd be cool to act on something. I enjoy making people laugh, you know, telling jokes, that kind of thing. But yeah, I think that would be cool. And I mean, who doesn't want to be an actor? You know, those huge, lavish sets, free food. Musicians don't get free food.
Do you think you can memorize real well?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I did pretty well in foreign language. So that's like
mm-hmm.
basically memorizing, you know, script.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, also, we want the listeners to know right now about your current projects you're working on. Go
Definitely.
Ahead and let the world know what Xander Richardson is currently working on.
Okay, so right now, as I mentioned earlier about venturing out, I'm actually exploring different genres a little bit. So I've been working on more, like, up-tempo dance kind of tracks, but
mm-hmm.
that still do have that element of guitar in it, you know? It still has that live feel. But they can check out some of my current stuff. Oh, you know what? Let me give you my we have to do the social media thing, right?
Okay.
Because that's what it's all about nowadays, social media. So, okay, you can check out my Twitter. It's at Xander311. And my YouTube is Xander. That's Z-A-N-D-E-R. Z is in zebra. 3 music. Mm-hmm. And then you can look at me on Facebook, too. Please, everybody, go out there and like my page. It's Alexander3, and that's 3 like Roman numeral style, like, you know, I.
Alexander, you got to go look him up on Facebook, social media. Now, Alexander, do you have also where they can listen to your music?
Yes, totally. I'm on iTunes as well. You can do Alexander Cry Out. That'll bring me up. I'm on Reverb Nation, again, under Alexander3. And then also on my Facebook page, you know, I have the music player in there, so you can check out some tunes.
And everybody can check it out.
Please do so. And I'll actually be starting a SoundCloud page pretty soon here, because I'm going to start putting like some beats and other ideas that I have up there.
That's what I'm talking about, Xander.
Any other fellow musicians out there, if you guys want to do some digital jamming, we can hook up via email and just start emailing tracks back and forth, and let's write a hit. Let's do this.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, Xander, we have some new music that we want everybody to hear tonight. Tell us a little bit about Happy Heartbreak.
Okay, Happy Heartbreak. It actually started off a completely different way. It was kind of slow, like more of a ballad. And the producer that I was working with at the time, Matt Cheadle, he made the suggestion, you know, let's kick it up a notch. Let's go a little up-tempo, you know? And then so we retooled it, so it's a little faster, bop-your-head kind of ditty. And it's really about just that struggle of being in a relationship, the whole yin and yang of it. I mean, sometimes when you lose somebody, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's best for both of you to, you know, break apart and grow instead of staying in a situation that's going to burden both of you. So that's really what it's about. That's why there's the whole, you know, happy heartbreak part of it, you know.
Exactly. Well, we have it here tonight, first single displayed on the Nikki Rich Show. We got Happy Heartbreak.
So they say, there's no distance to make up. There's no change, no. All this pressure has built up. I'm not good to erase lies. No. Now you're gone. Take away from me all you need. Just say to leave. Don't cry.
listening to the Nikki Rich Show. We are live here tonight with Zenda Richardson, all the way from Hollywood, California. Zenda, I love that single, Happy Heartbreak. It kind of got that Beatles feel.
Thank you very much.
I love it. Yes.
Billy Preston was the fifth Beatle, and I would like to aspire to be the sixth one.
Okay. Now, Xander, I heard that music in the background. I could hear the instruments playing. Now, who have you teamed up with to produce this single?
That was Matt Cheadle. That's okay. The name of that gentleman. Yeah, he's the one who produced that one along with the other stuff that's currently on iTunes, Cry Out and I Will. And you can actually check out some videos of a few of those songs, Cry Out and I Will. Those are on YouTube.
Now, can we expect any upcoming tours or concerts within the next few weeks or months away?
I'm working on new stuff right now, so I've been recording a lot lately and, you know, writing new tracks. But in the meantime, I was going to start, you know, just going out and doing little shows by myself. So, yeah, so please, everybody hit me up on Facebook or whatever, and I'll keep you guys posted.
So you're out there, you're going to start, like, a little promo movement going on.
Exactly. To build up the steam for coming out, you know, in anticipation of the new music. I just want to, you know, get back out there, start playing some more shows.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. And congratulations again on your success. It's so many, I would say artists that's out here just really just working and trying to make things happen, and you are really doing it. And what I like to see is, you know, you have it written down, you have it in your head, you said, I want to pursue my dreams, and you are doing it. Because a lot of times it's easy to say it, but to do it, it takes a lot.
A lot of work. and like we were talking about earlier, things happen. Everybody has, you know, their ups and downs, so just you have to roll with the punches and keep at it.
You do. And the thing that I tell everyone, you know, just from my experiences and, you know, my sacrifices and blood and shed and tears, you know.
Right.
Working
yeah, totally.
With just the Nikki Rich Show, it takes a lot. And, you know, you just have to, like, pray about it and just stay motivated because there's so many people that might be strangers. It could be, like, people from social media that help you along the way, you know. And you are really not alone. You're not alone. And as long as you stay focused and know that this is real, because it is. It's happening. It's happening right now.
Right now as we speak. Can you hear it?
Yes.
Let's go.
And to everyone, we're live tonight with Xander. You can follow him on Twitter, Xander311.
Correct.
Follow him on Twitter. And Xander, now, just listening to your music, I can imagine, you know, just being at one of your concerts or performances. How do you manage to get prepared for one of your performances?
I'm usually cool until, like, I don't know, 20 minutes before I have to go on, and then I get to start getting a little nervous. So what I usually do is just start singing out in the parking lot or something, or in the, you know, the green room, or wherever I may be, just to shake the nerves off a little bit. So just with the guitar, and just, you know, belt out a few tunes, and then I just kind of get warm, and then I just calm back down.
Well, you know what? It's that she's just giving everyone, the audience, an early concert. Yeah, you're giving them an early concert before the concert even starts.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the parking lot gets the best show. That's the problem.
Now, I know that image is everything, too.
how do you manage to keep up with your image? What do you, are you, I would say you're working out, you have a stylist, or how do you manage to keep that up?
Yeah, I grew up, actually my first love was tennis, really. I wanted to be a professional tennis player. So I've played mm-hmm. tennis pretty much. I've played tennis pretty much all of my life. So that helps. And then, yeah, I go to the gym as well. I, you know, lift weights and cycling classes and whatnot, you know, whatever it takes to keep the weight off. Did you know that Red Fu plays tennis? The guy from LMFAO?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's a big tennis fan. That's it. I found out that out recently.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. You know, I tried tennis when I was in high school. It was just not for me, just running around, though. It wasn't.
Yeah, I guess you do look kind of foolish when you play tennis because you are just chasing a little ball around, but I swear it's a lot of fun, especially when we start to hit it, you know, pretty fast, and it gets really intense. It's a great game.
It's a workout now. I'm going to tell you what sports I really have really loved. It's so different, and unless you actually go, you would be like, oh, my goodness, it's so amazing. I love boxing, and I love the golf because I got a chance to go to the golf tournament when Tiger Woods was here in Charlotte, and it was so amazing. It was different than what I thought it was. I mean, you get a chance to walk around the golf course and get a chance to. I'm gonna tell you what I did. I called my mom. They got like telephones everywhere, like different stations, and it's like free, and it's maybe like a AT&T phone or maybe Verizon, whoever the carrier is. And I was like, Mom. I was like, hi, Mom. And she, you know, she kept hanging up the phone. I was like, hello, Mama. She kept hanging up the phone. I was like, I'm here on the golf course.
Oh, because of the caller ID?
Yes, because they're really, really strict. Because you cannot take, like, cell phones or, you know, they kind of, you know, you can't take those things in the golf course. And it was pretty cool. It was so cool. So, you know, I was trying to call my mom, but, you know, she was like, who's this playing on the phone? It was so fun. It was so fun, though. It's different.
Exactly. That's really cool. Have you ever tried to play golf?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. That is the most frustrating.
I like going to the game.
I mean, you would think you're hitting something that's stationary, right? It doesn't move at all. But that is it's like one of the hardest, awkward motions. It's really, really difficult. That's frustrating. That's a problem. They make it look too easy. Tennis, golf, I mean, any professional sport, really. Well, like tennis, when you look at it and you watch the pros, it doesn't look like it's going that fast. You know, it doesn't look like they're really running that much. But they're hitting the ball like 130 miles an hour off the serve, hitting like 90 mile an hour ground strokes, and keeping rallies going for like, you know, 20 shots. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
They're insane athletes.
Well, I love it. And, you know, with the boxing, it's so different because, like, I tell people this is so different. I said boxing is different from what you see on TV. Yes, you can go see it on TV and you can get pay-per-view, but when you actually go, the ring is huge, like just looking at it on TV is nothing compared. Can you imagine a big boxing ring right in the middle of the arena? And it covers the whole arena, and you can see so good. You can see everything. I said, this is totally different. It was amazing just to go to my first boxing match, and it was amazing. I really enjoyed it.
Who did you go see?
I went to go see every time that Mike Tyson, he was fighting, you know, at the time, I went to see him when he got pretty much knocked out both times. I went to Louisville, Kentucky the first time, and then I went to D.C., which was the MCI Center, and you know, I went both times he had got knocked out, and it was just so crazy. I was like, oh, my goodness. But it was so different. It was fun. It was so different. It was a different, I say, sport. It was different,
yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's really intense up close, like seeing people get hit like that and just, you think it hurts when you're watching it on television, but you're actually hearing the glove hit their body. That's a crazy sound. You're like, oh!
Oh, my goodness.
He's not going to live.
No, I tell people, you can hear. I mean, I don't know if they wear microphones or something, but you can hear every single thing, and it's just so amazing. And I just tell everybody, you just want to venture out to all the different sports just to see how it is. It's different. It's really different. But I'm so excited to have you on tonight, Xander, and just to sit and talk with you and learn about you and what you love. It's truly an honor just to have you on tonight.
I appreciate it. I'm having a great time. Thank you
now,
for having
Xander,
me on.
In case anybody wanted to book you to for any performance, I know you gave out your social media info. Do you have any different information for your booking?
No, you can either contact me, you know, through any of those accounts, well, you know, the Twitter account, or hit me up on Facebook. I mean, I can give out my email address as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's Xander. Okay. It's Xander311@gmail.com. So, yeah, just shoot me an email if you want to, you know, write a song, book me for a show, even just to say hi. That's my email address.
And network. Don't forget about network.
Right, yeah. And totally network. Networking 101.
You on the network. That's
right.
The key. That is the key. Well, we thank you so much for coming through to the Nikki Rich Show, and we will want to welcome you back anytime. You know, be sure and tell your friends, tell your family about the Nikki Rich Show, that we are on air Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, as well as on Saturday mornings at 11:30.
Cool deal. Yeah, right. I appreciate it. I had a blast. Thank you very much, Nikki.
Most definitely, and we thank you so much. And, again, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you so much to all the listeners that's tuned in right now. You were just listening to recording artist, singer, and songwriter, none other than Xander Richardson. Be sure and connect and network. That is the most important thing here at the Nikki Rich Show that we ask that you do, because it's the key to building your network and getting to where you need to be. But I'm excited about our next guest. We have coming up season 12 on American Idol contestant, none other than Miss Ashley Smith. She is known as Blondie. And before we get to our guests coming up in just a few, I do want to tell you a little bit about Naughty Girl. You can go to the Naughty Girl calendar. That's spelled K-N-O-T-T-Y. You can go and support the movement. It's a very, very hot movement. I got a chance to get one of the calendars and be the founder, and I just ask everybody to support the movement of Naughty Girl. You can go to my Instagram page, which is at Miss Nikki Rich as well, and you can go and check it out on my Instagram page, as well as we have had the founder on our previous shows as well. And I definitely want you to also go and learn about our past guests at NikkiRichShow.com. Right now, we're going to go to our special guest, but I do want to tell you guys, you can call in at 323 580-5749. And you can press that 1. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, and we're going to be moments away from speaking to our guest. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go to the phone lines just to check them out because I see everybody is calling in right now, and we do thank you so much. We thank you for all your support. And we're going to continue to bring the hottest guests each and every Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. But we're going to take a quick break here on the Nikki Rich Show, and we're going to come back with our special guest for tonight. So keep it locked to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. Here we go.
It's the Nikki Rich Show. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the internet. It's that time. We got our special guest in the building. We've been gearing up all week long for our guest for tonight. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Season 12, contestant on American Idol, none other than our special guest, Miss Ashley Smith, and you might know her as Miss Blondie. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am so blessed. We're so glad to have you on tonight.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and we're so excited. You know, we got a chance to just check you out. Like I said, we've really been researching, you know, all our guests and our artists, and we have seen your movement, and we just want to welcome you here to the Nikki Rich Show for the first time.
Thank you, y'all.
I do want to say congratulations on all your success thus far. Making it to American Idol Season 12, you know. We're just so glad to have you on here. I know you have really had a busy schedule, and we just want to sit down and talk and get to know Miss Ashley Smith tonight.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Miss Ashley, let everybody know a little bit about yourself, like where you're from and where you're currently based out of.
Okay. Well, I was born in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I was raised in Maryland by my mother, and then I actually moved back down here in 2005. I was 15 years old, and I kind of been back and forth ever since then. I'm 22 years old. I'm a Virgo. My birthday is September 3rd, and I have a 2-year-old son named Logan, and he's like my world, and we'll do anything for that little boy. And I currently work 3 jobs at the moment to support me as well as him. Yeah, single mother, you know, supporting me and my baby. And, I mean, it's working for me. I'm doing what I have to do in order to get where I need to get one day. So, you know, I used to go to North Carolina A&T. I was a theater major there. I studied acting and things like that. And I even graduated from Garinger High School right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, you know, I've been around here for a while, and I was also born here, so this is definitely a place I call home.
Well, I was just saying congratulations, but I have to give you a round of applause. You right here, you make me want to get up and be like, okay. Because that right there is amazing. Wow. I just want to say, definitely want to say congratulations going from, you know, and A&T is an amazing school. They really have good agricultural. Yes, I love it. And, you know, just going there and then, you know, you got your son and working three jobs. How are you handling all of that and also pursuing your career at the same time?
It gets really hard. It gets really hard because I don't have, you know, where normal people would be able to go to their grandmother or their mom or their dad or whatever. I don't really have that. But at the same time, you know, I do have God. So at the end of the day, like, you know, whatever I have to do, I really do have to, you know, pray about it because I can get overwhelmed, you know. Things can just really be like, oh, my God, like just the weight of the world. It just feels like it's on my shoulders sometimes. But a lot of time looking into my little boy's eyes is crazy, and I know it's cliche, but it's so true. Looking into his eyes really makes me want to just strive harder. If whatever I have to do to get us where we need to be, that's just what I'm going to do. I have to. I have no other choice.
Exactly, exactly. Now, tell us, have you, I would say, had any family members or anybody that was closest to you that inspired you to sing?
The person that, well, see, the thing about it is growing up, I always, my mom was a choir director, and she had a couple friends that knew I could sing really, really well. And they all, it was one lady in particular that was her friend. She really pushed me to sing, like always pushed me on the stage, like said, okay, Ashley, your turn, go sing, you know, things like that. But, you know, growing up, I was raised in the church, so I wasn't allowed to listen to, like, secular music and things like that. So I didn't really get pushed to sing, you know, and I feel like if I had up, I would have been a whole lot better now. But, you know, I do like where I'm at now, but I got to say, honestly, that my strength comes from my son. Like, he really pushes me to sing because he sings with me. I've posted videos on YouTube of me singing, and then he'll sing with me, and then after I'm done, he'll be like, good job, Mommy. You know, like, he's my biggest inspiration. Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, so mind you, I stopped singing for a while because I said I got to obligate everything that I have in me to my child. Like, I can't, you know, I have to. I can't pursue this dream right now. I got to put it on hold, you know. But I don't know. It's just something about just it just being me and my baby. Man, I get the inspiration out of just the thin air, and I just want to go for it so bad because I want to give him everything I never had. And it's the only way that I feel like, you know, I can do that, which is by using my talent.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, it's so much out here, so much talent out there. You know, so many artists that's out here rapping, singing, and so forth. How do you manage to, I would say, maintain in the industry and just stay abreast at all with the competition, I would say?
You said, say that one more time for me. How do I?
I was saying how, you know, with so many artists and so many people out here that's singing, that's rapping.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage to stay abreast all the competition? You know, manage to maintain.
Well, you know, I've always struggled with confidence. I've always, you know, been humble. I've always, you know, tried my best to look as if I know what I'm doing and I'm confident about it and things like that. But you know, sometimes, you know. You don't really appear to be as good as you think you are, or things like that.
Exactly.
But then when people see you and they say that you are great and you're this, that, and third, you know, when you get certain responses from people, you know, it really helps you in good ways and bad ways. And like I said, I get just a response from my son, yet alone, when he says, you know, good job, Mommy, and things like that. It makes me want to go harder. And, you know, I don't see it. Actually, the only one thing that I can say is, you know, I see all the different artists out here and the people that are striving for the same goal that I am, but I don't see anybody like me. I don't see myself in anybody. So at the end of the day, somebody might be great. Somebody might be the best, but they're not me. You know, and me, not saying, I would never ever say that I'm the best or I'm the only or whatever, but at the same time, me, just being myself, I feel like I have such a different gift to, you know, present to the world, like, you know, something real, something, you know, just truthful, something that, you know, people can relate to, you know what I'm saying? It's not anything where I would even have to, you know, try to compare myself to anybody. Like, I wouldn't even have to be the best, you know, but it's just as long as I remain myself, I'll be absolutely confident with that. And like I said, I love the different talent and things, seeing the different talents and things that are out here. And I applaud everybody because I know how hard it is to, you know, get put on in this game. I really do. But at the end of the day, the encouragement that I would give to anybody is if you be yourself, that's better than trying to be like anybody else or compete with anybody else, because you never know what you have to offer until the world gets a taste of it.
Exactly. And I so heartily agree, because if you're not yourself, it's not real. They're not seeing the real you. And a lot of times people do not like that person that you're trying to be. So the person or that you're trying to portray, you know, it might not be that type. They might want to see who you are, and they might actually like who you are, even though you might be a little kooky sometimes or something.
Uh-huh.
They might like that. So, you know, and I tell people that because, you know, sometimes you might have friends that might change. You might go out somewhere and they might act a certain way. You know, and if you be yourself, you know, people will approach you differently. They'll approach you differently, and you trying to be somebody else. It's not real. It's not you.
Right.
It's not you at all. And, you know,
sure.
it's real, you know. And I know it's so many people that's listening in, and we just thank you for all your support. We're just so grateful to everybody. I do want to let you know we are live with Miss Ashley Smith. To all the listeners tuned in, you can log on in our chat room. Our chat room is open. Now, Ashley, speaking of music, how would you describe your style of music to anybody that's listening in across the globe right now?
Well, my style of music is definitely eclectic. As you can see, on American Idol, I came out singing a country song. I wouldn't label myself as a country singer. I would actually, I had to put myself in a category, if I had to, I would say that I was R&B and pop, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to get to a point, which I probably know won't take till you know, later down the road. I would love to get to a point where I'm able to sing all of the above on my CD, like everything, like R&B, like pop, like, you know, feature on a country album, feature on, you know, some blues and jazz and soul. You know, I would love to be all over the place. I, as you can see, also on American Idol, I was named the social butterfly. I was all over the place, and that's exactly how I am in real life, and that's exactly how I want to be in my music. I want to be a social butterfly in all aspects of life, and definitely my music.
Now, speaking of social butterfly, art and music and song, now, is there a certain, I would say, specific theme of music that your songs portray? Because I know sometimes people write songs because, like, they might have dated somebody and they might have broke up. And they write.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is. Now, I do write a lot of... The writing that I do is a lot of my life story that I've written about my mother. I've written about, you know, my relationship or my, you know, previous relationship. You know, I've written about the love I have for my child. You know, there's a lot that comes from seriousness, like just life situations, you know. And so that's why I've had to, you know, previous times come with a team of writers, because I know for a fact that my writing is either going to bash somebody, you know, or talk about somebody that I really love, but it's definitely going to be from the heart and something real. So, you know, sometimes I have to have a mixture of things so that, because, you know, you can actually listen to my writing and be like, oh, I know just who you're talking about, you know. So I have to, you know, in order to stay away from that, I have to have, you know, a couple of different people writing with me. But, yes, most definitely, I'm very into being real and truthful. So, yeah, when it comes to my writing, I'm definitely like that. And I guess when you say a theme, just real, real life.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I know we always talk about artists, not only painters, but not that form of art, but I know you heard of the term starving artist before. How do you manage to cope with major obstacles as far as, you know, being an artist that's out there that's maintaining and pursuing your dreams, but also having those challenges, you know, where you, it might be anything that come across your path when you pursue your dreams.
I thought giving up was an option, and I was taught the hard way that it wasn't. And the way that I was taught that giving up was an option was because I had to hit rock bottom in order for me to realize that it wasn't. When you give up, that's exactly what happens right afterwards. You hit rock bottom. Then when you start trying and trying again, you get just above that rock and you start to fly a little bit. You know, you start just getting higher and higher and, you know, excellence and everything like that. And once I saw good things starting to happen to me, you know, it's just kind of like, what did I quit for in the first place? Why? Because people said that I couldn't do it. Because people, you know, told me that this struggle is not going to allow, I'm not going to ever come out of this struggle. Like, is this why I quit? Are you kidding me? You know, you just get stronger and stronger after you realize, hey, look, I'm so much better than quitting. I'm so much better than being defeated. I'm so much better than that, you know. And it's not about being cocky or anything. It's just about loving yourself. I didn't love myself. You know, there was nothing that I could do, like, as far as, you know, I felt like all I could do was quit, you know, all I could do was loathe and pity and you know, believe everything that everyone ever told me, and that's not the truth at all.
And you know what, you are not your circumstance, because it's so many people that I hear striving, and you don't know what their story is, because everybody do have a story, but you don't know what their circumstance is, but they're still making it happen. They're still making a way, you know, and you just never know unless you're there like a little fly on the wall.
Right.
But, you know, you just got to know that you got to have faith and just put God first, because He's going to help to guide you along the way, because it's so much, you know, it can be so heavy on you sometimes. And you feel like, man, I can't do this no more. It's what I love, but I can't do it. But, you know, He will open up another door and show you, you know, like, here you go. I'm going to show you a little something. So this what we got right here, you know. It's like it's going to open it up just a little bit, you know, so you can see it. You say, okay, so you get that little, I would say that little spark it a little bit more, you know. And,
yeah.
And just know that, you know, as long as you have faith, everything is going to be all right, and you're going to make it. You're going to achieve that dream. And once you get there, you know, it's like, okay, it's something else. You know, it's like it keeps going and going, just like, at that timeline, you know, you achieve something, then you go again, you know, and it's just amazing, you know, how God, He allows, you know, things to happen. He allows us to go through things so we can see, you know, so He can give us that vision, so we can see to, I would say, prevent for something from happening in the future, or giving us this better understanding of something that might happen in the future. So when we come to that point, we can be like, okay, I've been here before. So
exactly.
Revert or do a U-turn or whatever I need to do, you know, to know that I don't want to go the same way that I did before.
Right,
and
exactly.
And it's amazing, you know, and me, myself, personally, I just know that we just stay focused, stay in our own lane, and, you know what it is that and understand what it is that you truly want to do. You got to know what it is you want to do, not look to the left, not look to the right, because, I mean, the person on the left, they might be succeeding in everything, but it's for them, you know. That they might be on a different path than you are. You know, they might have went a different way. So as long as you be real with yourself, know who you are, what it is, what you want to do, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Right.
And that is so real. It is so real. And I know that, you know, that music and art, it has such a great impact on our youth. today. You know, it's so much that you see, so much that you hear, and everybody loves being a celebrity. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. Everybody wants the fame and the fortune. You know, so what advice do you have for our youth today, being that artist that's out here that's pursuing their dream and, you know, just given that, I would say, positive motivational information, what advice would you give to our artists out there today coming from your standpoint?
I would just say keep pushing, whatever it is. Don't listen to people mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, it's just going to be you and God in the situation. So, you know, mm-hmm. you get you your little tiny team of people, like, I mean, people that you can count on your one hand, and you keep them together and let that be a little, you know, prayer circle, and you keep mm-hmm. everything amongst those people and, you know, just have time with yourself and things like that. Don't listen to anybody outside of that box, because people gonna
exactly.
tell you what you can't do and how you mm-hmm. can't do it and the only way that you can do it and things like that. And, you know, that's one thing that really messed me up at one point in time. I thought that what everybody was saying I was supposed to consider. No, you don't have to. At the end of the day, you know what you feel inside. You know that whatever that long-term life goal is that you have, you know every time you see somebody else doing it, you get that fire in your heart because you know that you should be doing it. So at the end of the day, that is the sign that lets you know this is your calling, this is for you. Go out, pursue it. Don't let nothing stop you. I mean, nothing.
Exactly.
Because if it's for you, it really is for you.
That is so real. And I agree. And, you know, I know you talk about music. I know we're talking about songs. How do you spend your time, I would say, relaxing and your time away from the music? Not just talking about it all the time and not just, you know, being around it. How do you relax from it? Because we know with our passion, we want to do it all day long, 24/7. You can't sleep. You dream about music. You dream about singing. How do you, I would say, get away from it sometimes?
Well, I'm always singing, so it's crazy to try to get away mm-hmm. from it. The only thing I can say is, which I haven't been able to do this in a couple of months, actually, but the way that I get away from it and what makes me like feel like relaxed, calm, cool, and collective is sitting in front of a TV watching a reality show. And I know it's crazy, but like I was a theater major, so you got to understand. You can see how theatrical I am when I was on Idol. Like, you know, I'm very, I like stuff like that. Like, I like reality shows. I like, you know, just keep watching them over and over again and things like that. That's what kind of mm-hmm. takes me away, but at the same time has me feeling relaxed and, you know, just chill. Like, that's my thing, you know, when I'm not doing my real thing.
Okay, all right. And I kind of like the reality, too. I like it, too. it gets you, just to want to watch over and over, cause especially when you have those marathons.
Right.
I like it. Now, you know, to all the listeners out there, I do want to let you know that we are live with Miss Ashley Smith, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. It is so amazing just to have so much talent that come out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And you would never know. It seems like it's just so, it's such a big city. It's so much talent that come out here. I know from the artists to the athletes and so forth. You know, how did you, I would say, you know, how do you think Charlotte is? How do you feel like, as a person, do you feel like, okay, I represent Charlotte here? How do you feel in that standpoint? Because I know a lot of people want, where you from, they usually put you, okay, that's such and such from North Carolina. She is North Carolina's own, you know, or what have you. How do you feel on the standpoint from Charlotte, North Carolina, with all that's been going on? Everybody's coming here and the Panthers, the Bobcats, and so forth.
Well, I definitely love Charlotte to the fullest. I mean, I can't lie. Mm-hmm. I was born here. You know, I spent a long time of my life here. You know, I spent a lot of my life in Maryland as well. But, you know, Charlotte is the first place I ever, you know, was able to breathe mm-hmm. air. So, I mean, you know, this is definitely home. And I keep coming back here. Anytime I try to leave, and not leave permanently, but anytime I try to leave, I end up coming right back. So, you know, home is always where the heart is. So mm-hmm. anywhere that you have to leave and you always end up right back at, that is exactly where your home is. That's where you're supposed to be. So at the end of the day, you know, I definitely represent. I love the 704s to the fullest. You know, and yeah, I'm definitely Charlotte's own. Like I said, I do write Maryland. I love the 301 as well, but you know what I'm saying? Home is definitely home. So
it is. It is. Now, what do you see yourself within 3 to 5 years from now? Do you see yourself singing? Do you see yourself in movies, touring, or
I see all of the above. All of the above. Now, I'm not really a big travel fan. I know I'm happy to do some tours. Okay. I can't stand to travel. But I love singing and I love acting. So whatever I gotta do, okay. you know, I'm just gonna have to, mm-hmm. you know, do it or whatever. But at the end of the day, I definitely wanna be, you know, on somebody's TV. I want everybody and their mm-hmm. mama to know my name. And, you know, I need to hear somebody saying one day, oh, I got to go get that Ashley Janae CD, or I got to go, you know, Ashley Smith plays in that movie, or, you know, whatever the case. I definitely mm-hmm. need to definitely be more than relevant by that time. 3 to 5 years, yeah, I need it to happen within the next year, as a matter of fact. So, yeah.
Awesome.
definitely.
Now, I would say if you had only 5 minutes on Earth. We love to kind of switch it up here on the Nikki Rich Show. You know, we like to have a little fun here. So,
okay.
If you had only 5 minutes on Earth to perform one song and to leave a great impact on the world today, what song would you perform and why would you choose that particular piece?
I Am Superwoman, or The Superwoman. I think it's just called Superwoman by Alicia Keys.
Okay.
And the reason why is because that song really speaks to me as far as who I am and what I've been through. It doesn't tell every single detail of my life, but it definitely sums it up real good and real polite-like. So, yeah, I definitely would sing that song.
Okay. And we got some more fun little fill-in-the-blanks that we usually play with our artists as well, and it's just for fun. it's nothing crazy. So, you know, you can roll with me now. They're filling the blanks. Like, okay, Ashley Smith. Without music, I would be
dead.
Music is. Music is. I said music is.
My life.
Okay. And my music makes me feel
free.
All right. And support Ashley Smith, a.k.a. Blondie, music because?
Because if you want to be in a world of talent, at real talent, real stories, real live situations. It don't get no realer, don't get no, you know, no more cutthroat than Ashley
okay.
Smith. And I just promise to be realer than real and just humble in myself. And you really need that in an artist, and especially to look up to.
All right. Well, Ashley, it's just been such a pleasure just to have you on tonight, just to getting to know Ashley Smith. And again, congratulations on your success. Now, Ashley, in case anybody wanted to network and just connect with you, can you go ahead and share your social media again with them? And
sure.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. My Twitter and Instagram name are actually the same. It's actually Ashleyyja_NAE. And you can always hashtag Team Blondie. Like, I would love for Team Blondie to start trending again, TEAMBLONDIE, because Team Blondie was definitely trending on American Idol, so I would definitely like that to keep going. And my Facebook fan page is Ashley Janae, A-S-H-O-E-Y, and then J-A-N-A-E for the next word. And, yeah, you can definitely keep in contact with me any of those ways.
Awesome, awesome. And we are so excited. And I definitely want to welcome you back to the Nikki Rich Show anytime. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
All right. Thank you. God bless you, too.
Yes. Thank you, and we wish you all the best. And I want to say again, congratulations, everybody.
Thank you so much.
They can check you out on season 12, American Idol.
Yep, Hollywood Week.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much to all the listeners that's listening right now. Tonight is Feature Fridays. And when I say Feature Fridays, we feature amazing guests that's really making an impact on the industry. And tonight's guest we had only, we started out with Houston's own radio personality, Tish Franklin, then came along Hollywood's recording artist and songwriter, none other than Xander Richardson. And lastly, we're just talking with amazing singer, season 12's American Idol, Miss Ashley Smith. You might know her as Blondie on there as well, but we welcome anybody to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. Please feel free to email us, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com, and check out this episode here after the show. You can go download it on iTunes for free. It doesn't cost a thing. I also want to tell you, too, you can download Joel Osteen's podcast as well, because we love Joel Osteen here at the Nikki Rich Show, so download that, too. But download the Nikki Rich Show podcast. You can also log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. If you go there, you will learn about our previous guests, as well as our featured guests. And you can get all the information you need there. And if you want to sponsor or donate to the Nikki Rich Show, we have information there as well. The Nikki Rich Show right now, we're currently standing at over 256,000 lists. We are featured in we are the 2013 Radio Show of the Year of the Social Therapy Music Award. So it's been a successful year since day one, since January the 1st. We were able to accept the Social Therapy Music Awards Radio Show of the Year, and I'm so excited about it. And we're looking forward to going to the Grammys next week, Hollywood, California. You got to stay tuned and keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to wind things down here, and I want to just thank everybody for all their support from the businesses, from all the entrepreneurs. It's just been so amazing. It's been truly a blessing. God has really been moving in my life as well as our guests and everybody. You know, I just really been getting so much feedback. And we're just so grateful, and we're going to continue to bring positivity to the Nikki Rich Show, as well as showcase entrepreneurs here on this platform and let everybody know that we're here and give the artists the tools they need in order to be successful, because that's why we're here, and that's the key. And we're going to wind things down here tonight with Gavin DeGraw, Not Over You, and thank you so much. Tune in tomorrow. We got a special treat for you, Saturday morning mix, 11:30 a.m. Keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show. Follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, as well as at Nikki R Show.
check out NikkiRichShow.com. You're listening to The Nikki Rich Show. Not over you, Gavin DeGraw.
And I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie and say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table and say or two. And finally I'm forced to say the truth. No matter what to say, I'm not over you.
Show on the internet, the Nikki Rich Show.